24 hours to go. Yeah. Let the radio keep playing.
4 years ago, you could find the musician Marquis Tolliver performing on streets and subway platforms around New York City. But he wasn't just another scruffy dude with a guitar.
You know I hate sleeping alone, so do your best and hurry home. I dream about the next time we'll see each other. I don't wanna have to wait to see my lover. I dream about the next time I need you now. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, you know, 'cause baby, you control my my smile, baby.
He could really sing and play the violin beautifully while doing so. Plus, he's great looking. He is singular, in other words, so voila, he was discovered by the frontman of the hot band TV on the Radio and promptly became a session player in the Brooklyn indie music world. Then he went to London and the fairy tale continued. He was discovered again, this time by an even more famous musician, Adele, who calls him one of her favorites. Marquis Tolliver has just released his first full-length album. It's called Land of Canaan, and he is here with me now. Marquis Tolliver, welcome to Studio 360.
Oh, thank you for having me here.
So you started playing classical violin when you were 10 years old?
Yes.
Was that your idea or your parents' idea?
It was a part of the curriculum at school, so it was no one's idea.
But oh, really? Everybody did it?
Everyone did it.
Really? You were little Suzuki boys and girls?
Suzuki method. It was a public school, Turity Small Elementary in Daytona Beach, Florida. And we had uniforms that we had to get. Keep in mind, it's a public school, and we had a string program and also a general music course with recorder and xylophones and choir.
That makes me think that American public schools aren't as bad as we hear they are.
I'm 26, so hopefully there's still young string players within the education system in New York and down south that are listening and are into it.
And were you immediately a prize student? Were you good at violin?
Yeah, no? I gravitated to it quite quickly and moved up in the rankings when it came to fourth chair, third chair, second chair, and then concertmaster.
Uh-huh.
For middle school, high school.
And then the transition to caring about and wanting to sing and play soul music and pop music, was that a gradual thing or just at some age you said, hey, I like this?
It was both. The hey, I like this happened when I was singing. I started really singing around the county and stuff at 7 at churches, funerals, weddings, anniversaries, those type of settings. And then I picked up the violin when I was 10 and I hadn't fused the two. I may have started playing violin in church instead of singing in choir. And then when university happened, that's when the theory and all that stuff kicked in more heavily on a day-to-day basis. And I was just forced to do it when I moved to New York because a friend invited me here. And when I showed up at JFK to use the payphone, she wasn't answering her phone. So the only way to make an income that quickly was to start busking. So it just happened out of necessity.
Really? So when you came to New York, just you thought you were going to be able to stay with a friend?
Well, I showed up the week after she invited me, but I'm the type of guy that, you know, I just hope for the best.
And then you were essentially forced to live by your wits and your talent?
Man. LGBT Center used the internet for as much as I could on Facebook and found an orchestra buddy from middle school and high school who had moved up to the city. And she let me crash with her for a week and told me, yo, you should go check out Williamsburg. And then from there, I bought a pair of boots and got myself on my way.
Had you ever been here?
No, not at all. That was another reason, because it was my first week, crazy, frightening things with no one picking up the phone, and then it being a totally different climate. I show up in October, and it's freezing, and I'm from Florida, and then...
Not just a different climate, a different species of place.
Yeah, I know, but by that time I had seen the film Short Bus, and so I was just like, yeah, this is going to be wild, this is going to be weird here. So I show up, and then just things start gravitating towards me when it comes to sessions with artists like Kip and Dave Sitek from TV on the Radio.
Right. You're magic, or you're living a fairy tale.
No way. I'm just following my dreams and not worrying about taxes.
And how long did you keep busking and playing on the street?
That's still going on.
Really?
I did it 2 days ago. Yeah.
What are you making a day doing that?
Enough to eat and hang out.
A couple hundred bucks?
Couple.
Yeah.
And then from that you get session work, so it adds up. Yeah.
We'll talk some more, but will you play a song?
Yeah, definitely.
What will you play?
The name of this song is called Magic Look.
Great.
Baby, I want you to know you're the one that I hold close to my heart forevermore. Baby, it's a magic look, look, look you give me, changing the way I feel. Baby, it's a magic look, look, look you give me, changing the way I feel. Hey. Baby, I want you to know you're the one that I hold close to my heart forevermore. Sweet, a kiss like chocolate rain. It's so hard for me to even explain. You're the one for me. You're the one for me. You taught me things that I thought I never knew. It's right before me. Baby, there could be no substitute for what's before me. But baby, it's a magic look, look, look you give me, changing the way I feel. Yeah. But baby, it's a magic look, look, look you give me, changing the way I feel. You make me wanna say, when the candle runs out and you know I can't see, no need to worry, cause you know I will be here in a hurry. No worries for my mind, cause you know that I can be your motivation. I could be everything you want and move. Everything, everything. I'll teach you things that you thought you never knew. It's right before me. Baby, there could be no substitute for what's before me. But baby, it's a magic look, look, look you give me, changing the way I feel. Hey. But baby, it's a magic look, look, look you give me, changing the way I feel. You make me wanna say,
that was the singer-songwriter violinist Marquise Tolliver playing Magic Look from his debut album, Land of Canaan. Now, some of your music has elements of sort of old-school soul. Some of it sounds like contemporary R&B. Some of it sounds very indie rock. And then there's the indie, there's the solo violin, which mixes it up some more. If you have to say, here are my four great musical musician influences, who would they be?
I guess I would say Yasha Heifetz, Yehudi Menuhin, and then we could do Frederick Douglass mixed with Quincy Jones.
Now, you've said Frederick Douglass was reading his autobiography was a big influence on this record. How did he inform this record?
I guess the lyricism, the old language, should I say, that's used within his autobiography. And then the depth when it comes to the human condition and what one can overcome. That's helped, I guess, contribute to the whole outlook of the album Land of Canaan, so that it's more of a historical reference as opposed to just like a quick pop song or single to go out. Because it would be nice if the album went gold or something. But for right now, I'm just hoping to get it out there into people's shelves that collect vinyls and listen to MP3s,
uh-huh,
as opposed to just trying to listen to something to, like, you know, have a good Friday night. Yeah. I mean, I'm all about that, but
Yeah.
I want to have something for Monday through Thursday.
It's called Land of Canaan, which is obviously a religious reference. Were you brought up in a religious family?
I was. And I guess that's why the noun, I guess, spurred some memories from back then when I started singing in gospel choirs and then started introducing my violin into the music ensemble at church. So I guess that story. And then I'm all about Greek mythology. And in a way, the biblical references are just ways of us, you know, learning not to touch the oven because it's hot type of story. So I'm always a fan of mystery, fantasy, and the land of the whimsical. So I guess the Bible can fall into that.
I'm not sure the people that brought you up would necessarily think that, but I'm with you.
Yeah, I think so.
So you were, you know, playing music as a kid. Was there some song or record you heard as a kid that made you really think, I love this, I want to keep doing this, I want to do this with my life?
I guess listening to, like, the Whitney Houston cover of I Will Always Love You back in, like, 92 or 93 when I was living in Tallahassee and, like, in kindergarten. I remember those as, like, one of my vivid memories. Huh. And then Prince's Diamonds and Pearls. But aside from that, I've always had, like, a gravitation towards, like, Western classical music, even as a kid. And, like, it would be on the public radio or whatever. I'd be like, oh, stop. Keep it on that channel.
So you try to – I mean, basically, among other things, you're blending those two strands, the Whitney Houston, Quincy Jones part of your musical
catalog.
Yeah, catalog. Yeah. And being true to the classical music.
I'm trying tradition. To. I totally didn't stick to script for that Magic Look song. I was like putting like new inversions and stuff. I was like, oh, it's okay. It's music. But with the album Land of Canaan, I incorporate Bach's three sonatas and three partitas for solo violin on a song entitled Stay.
Hello, baby, nice to meet you. I love your smile. Not to be shy, but would you care to sit down? Don't wanna just lose you and have you walk on by. There's a possibility that you're the one. Destiny told me to never give up on love. Don't wanna just lose you and have you walk on by. Oh baby, please stay.
So on the record, it's much bigger,
yeah,
lusher arrangements.
Yeah. For me, I leave that up for the actual performance that I have. Like, say, at the Mercury Lounge, the band will play for a few tracks and I'll do some solo things and we'll weave it in between. The album in itself, I did all the backing vocals and main vocals and the string parts and the guitar, along with my buddy Bart Ustendi, who played bass. So I know I can mix it up no matter what. So the violin will always be there. Even if I'm not playing it, it'll be on stage. And right now I'm just focusing on making sure everyone knows that I make music.
Marquise Tolliver, thank you very, very much.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me here, and thanks for listening, you all.
Can't give up now.
Marquise Tolliver's debut album, Land of Canaan, is out right now, and you can hear another live performance he did for us at our website, studio360.org.
You try to convince me I should let you go. Now it's been days, so many days. I don't know what to do. I need you here with me.